This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Peruse, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. And let's not forget about the linemen either over there in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, getting the power back on for the folks. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now on a Wednesday morning, it's our good friend, Colonel Jim Warshak. He's a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
We are ready. Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I'm going to start with something out of state. History was set last night, new history, something that we never thought we would see in the state of Massachusetts. A Kennedy lost an election.
Yeah, that was somewhat amazing. But, of course, he's a Democrat, and maybe that's a signal. Of course, another Democrat won, but that is precedent for the Kennedy family. And, you know, a lot of people look at it as a dynasty, and it's pretty much always if a Kennedy is running, they're going to win. So, that was something last night.
Well, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, who is a congressman in Massachusetts, ran against the incumbent Senator Ed Markey. Now, what was astonishing here was Nancy Pelosi went out of her way to endorse the young congressman, and AOC and her cronies, the squad, endorsed Ed Markey, and that's because Ed Markey, back when AOC first came out with the green energy package he put out there, he was very vocal in his endorsement of her package.
Right, and that kind of gives you a glimpse into the two ideologies of Kennedy, perhaps a little bit more moderate than AOC, who I look to call as, you know, Bernie's young communist comrade. So that is an indicator of what the politics are like in Massachusetts. Massachusetts being extremely liberal state, and, you know, has the nickname Texasachusetts.
Yeah.
So,
for a reason.
That's for a reason, and that was, you know, that's been that name for as long as I can remember. So, no surprise, but it's an indicator of, I think, people are forgetting about the Kennedy dynasty.
Now, the president went to Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday amidst the requests by the governor not to show up and the mayor not to show up. The president was greeted by thousands of people along the travel route to get to where he was going in downtown Kenosha. The people turned out to see him, and that was great seeing that. The mayor had a press conference about the same time the president was there, and I basically said, well, I didn't want him here because he was going to get in the way and slow things down and this, that, and the other. Nothing got slowed down, and he didn't get the way at all, and people were more than happy to see him, especially the ones that he sat down and have a conversation with at a table.
That's a key indicator. When you have a Democrat mayor who refuses or refused for the president to be there, but, of course, the president went there because he considers it, you know, similar to a disaster area as a result of what happened and needed to be there. And I think pretty much the Democrats realize the impact that Trump is having on all this and getting things back to normal and trying to help repair cities that have been devastated by the violence. They don't want him there, not because he, you know, was going to bring relief. I think he promised $42 million in aid just for that city alone.
Just to start,
just to start. They don't want him there because they realize, you know, the curtain is going to be pulled on how voters really feel about him, and that was obviously evident from how you described it, where, you know, lots of people out there to see him.
Yeah, I was impressed because you never know what you're going to see. That is, after all, a blue state, but I don't think it's going to be blue this time.
No, I think, you know, it's going to be enough to get him, you know, elected from Wisconsin and the electoral votes there. So that's the big fear that the Democrats are dealing with, because they see the internal polling, and I have to say that. And it's not just on this alone. They're seeing the internal polling on the president, despite everything that's gone on and what's been, I look at it as being orchestrated, that it's not having an impact. It's actually helping him.
Yeah, and we've got George, the Godfather, chiming in. And good morning, George. And I know you're going to say the same to him because he's listening.
Hey, George.
All righty. Hold that thought. We're coming back from a break here, folks. Right after the break, the Colonel and I are going to talk about a couple things. And I'm going to ask him how come Russia's buzzing our big B-52 bombers. What the heck's that all about? Gee whiz. We were talking about the Chinese. Now we got to worry about the Russians. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Colonel Jim Warshuk is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Well, let me tell you about the latest addition to the Moss Family Automotive Group. It's Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue, and Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. Now, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many of the features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze. So the RDX also features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and a 10-speed automatic transmission. Now, the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features. And remember, you serve, you save. Active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, and religious workers all receive huge benefits from the You Serve, You Save program. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that could save you another $500 on the purchase of your vehicle. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshuk, U.S. Air Force retired, chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, George Godfather chimed in there, and you and I both agreed with this, because I'm hearing this too. Don't be surprised if Trump wins New York and he's got a good shot at California. There is a huge, huge rollback coming in those states, as well as other Democratic states, called the Blue Wave. And I'm not talking about Democratic Blue Wave. I'm talking about the kickback against the defund police movement, because the police officers, their families, the firefighters, EMTs that all realize what's at stake here are not going to vote for the Democrats.
yeah, that's, you know, the backlash for the lack of support and yep. all the violence against law enforcement is, you know, huge. And I mean, people are tired of it. People are fed up with it. Business owners who are struggling are worried about not only the economic loss of their business, but the security of not having our men and women in blue on the streets to provide security and protection. And I mean, look at the number of places that have businesses have been destroyed around the country because of, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the destruction that they're doing. This is having an impact. People are fearful. People, you know, don't want to, they want to know if they call 911 or, you know, there's a situation that law enforcement is going to be there. And the Democrats really miscalculated that, and yep. they cannot pull that genie back in the bottle.
Nope, it's too late for that. And, oh, by the way, C-SPAN yesterday had a caller. They had Brian Stetler on there. And a caller confronted Brian Stetler by saying CNN was an enemy of the truth. Well, I think I can agree with that.
Well, we all know that, going all the way back to the president's use of the term fake news, and it was initially, you know, targeted at CNN specifically. We remember Jim Acosta and how the president used to call him out when he was in the press conferences at the White House, mm-hmm. you know, call him fake news. Well, it's extended to Brian Stelter, and, you know, it's CNN owns that. That's their making, and yep. along with the rest of the mainstream media. So, yep. I have no problem with that.
And they've even got another commentator called April Ryan, who went absolutely nuts yesterday, accusing President Trump of fomenting a race war. Well, excuse me, the ones fomenting the race war are the Democrats and people like CNN.
Yeah, look, here's what's going on. The Democrats are seeing the internal polling. They see what's happening in the black community and the support there for Trump. You know, the word is out. The numbers that the Trump campaign is using, and, you know, certainly we in the political realm are seeing, is 24% or higher, and that's massive. The Democrats are scared to death of that, and they are actually the ones fomenting this. This is their reaction. And it's really nasty what they're saying, because they're scared to death of what's coming.
Now, we are not hearing Mr. former Vice President Biden and Kamala. We're not hearing them using the word Antifa, are we?
That is another reaction to Antifa. You know, if you typed in Antifa.com, I've done it multiple times, and it comes up to the Biden campaign or donate money to the Biden campaign. The Democrats, that, you know, in my writings and things on Antifa and other groups, they are the radical left-wing militia of the Democratic Party. That's another thing the Democrats own. And never have you heard this vice president or any of his team come out and criticize Antifa or Black Lives Matter, for that matter. They have not criticized the violence. They have not come out against it. They own that, too.
No, but we heard our Vice President Mike Pence yesterday come out and talk about the radical left and talked about Antifa, that they were moving people around the country, and the FBI is watching that. And, oh, by the way, the FBI has picked up on a money trail.
And we all know that was in the works. And, you know, it's not only the FBI. It's all orchestrated by DOJ and the Attorney General William Barr, who came out back in April, May timeframe and said, you know, for one, Antifa needs to be identified as a domestic terrorist group, and that those investigations and the effort to do that has happened. And, you know, now once you start getting into the money trail, you can start applying the RICO laws, racketeering laws, against who's funding them. And I think we're going to be some things are going to be revealed publicly by the administration, by William Barr, in the next, you know, 30 days or so on who is actually funding them and where the money is coming from. And this is going to scare a lot of people in the Democrat side.
I do, too. I absolutely believe that from what I'm hearing, and you're hearing what I'm hearing, and then some. Now, new national polls are showing a trend which isn't helpful for Joe Biden because he is trending downward and Donald Trump is surging upwards.
Yeah, we've seen that surge with the Trump campaign in, you know, the last 15 to 20 days. There's been a gradual uptick for Trump, but now there is, in fact, as you say, a surge going on. Biden's numbers have not gone up at all, and people are starting to realize what a Biden presidency would look like, and it scares the heck out of people. People are looking for, the number one thing people want is safety and security at home, and that's not the message they're hearing from Biden, and they're hearing increased taxes, and they're hearing all these other things. This is the Biden campaign, and what they're offering is not sitting well with the average American. They want to go back to normal, to the way things were, you know, prior to February or so.
Now, I got a question for you. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, White House chief of staff, says he's expecting the GOP to release a COVID-19 relief bill next week. Are we talking about a stimulus bill? Is that what that is?
You know, there's a battle going on with Schumer and Pelosi. You know, they're calling for a stimulus and a sizable one, and we all know what the reason is for that. I mean, this is their last hope of using taxpayer money to give handouts to everybody and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the White House and the Republicans have said no, and Meadows mm-hmm. is basically saying we have a little bit better, different deal.
Mm-hmm.
This is pushback, and this is trying to defang what the Democrats are trying to put forward. What comes out remains to be seen. There's been a few numbers on a few things, but that stuff's going on right now. And remember, this is an effort where the Republicans basically said to the Democrats, you know, if you're going to work with us on some type of relief or continued relief, and mainly it has to do with you know, mortgage and rental assistance, because a lot of people still haven't gone back to work and can't make ends meet on that. This is an effort to you know, stop that and at least not offer anything like the Democrats mm-hmm. are kind of offering.
All right, well, Colonel, I don't know. Will I see you Thursday night at Mission Barbecue?
We're going to try to be there.
All right, 5:30 p.m., folks, Mission Barbecue, West Waters, Christine Quinn running for Congress against Kathy Castor. I'll be over there. All veterans and first responders are welcome. Colonel, we will talk to you next week.
All right, take care now.
All right, Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also retired U.S. Air Force Colonel, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with law enforcement after protests, which were initially violent after the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
We're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin's been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together. and this was an example of what can happen when you do it right.
Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard, which came to stop the violence. The demonstrations are now continuing, although they're mostly peaceful. The resident didn't mention the Jacob Blake shooting during his visit. Blake's uncle, Justin, said a meeting with the president wasn't necessary.
We don't have any words for the orange man. All I ask is that he keep his disrespect, his foul language far away from our family.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And indeed you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, in the times in which we're living in right now, someone needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or your office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of the service. So, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, and you get $100 cash today from Auto Glass America. So there you go. That's pretty good stuff right there. Now, the embassies right now over in the Middle East are buzzing about the new deal that we have going on with the United Arab Emirates and, of course, Israel. And there's a lot of discussion about how that can affect trade and make things a lot better for both of the countries and more countries that might get involved in it, too. And speaking of trade and speaking of money, on the telephone right now, we've got the consumer quarterback. Now, the consumer quarterback is known as Brandon Rimes. And good afternoon, good morning, sir. Your show's on in the afternoon on my flagship station. But I'm going to kind of reach out to you and talk about a little something different. You ready?
Yes, sir.
70% of Americans polled say they need another stimulus payment. Good idea or bad idea?
Yeah, wow, that's a deep question. You know, I feel like at some point we have to do it, and I know that there's a lot of separation between what the Republicans want and the Democrats want on that, but yeah, I mean,
just a couple of trillion dollars.
Yeah, exactly. There's some room for negotiation, I guess, right? So yeah, I feel like some people are going to need it because they don't have the income still, and I know that, and that's the big debate too with landlords and the real estate side. You know, landlords are really upset. They're frustrated because, you know, the Governor DeSantis keeps pushing the moratorium on evictions and foreclosures. But yeah, it's a delicate situation. That's for sure.
Well, the other thing is that we do have an eviction problem coming in. Some people are calling it an eviction tsunami because of all the people that have lost their jobs and they still don't have work and they're not sure what they're going to do. And even if they were training to take another job or going back to school or whatever, they would have no income to begin with, many of them. So consequently, we've got this problem where something's got to give.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I feel like the American spirit needs to come out, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit. Some people, you know, if you got laid off and, you know, if you're an able-bodied person, you know, go buy a lawnmower and a trailer and start a lawn service or a pool service. Or, you know, I feel like the American spirit is going to come out for some people, but then there's some that just can't do that. They don't have the resources or capabilities, or, you know, there's a lot of different scenarios. But yeah, that's where you're going to see foreclosures rise, and you're also going to see on the commercial side, there's going to be even more foreclosures.
Well, yeah, and the commercial side is something that bothers me because I've already seen a lot of different openings in some of these little strip malls and whatnot. It could get worse before it gets better. Is that not a fair assumption?
Yeah, commercial, definitely. Commercial, residential is pretty hot in terms of, you know, for the migration patterns of Americans right now, you know, moving from those blue states down to, you know, beautiful Tampa Bay. However, the commercial side is a whole nother venture because you've got, we already had a movement towards, for online shopping, et cetera. Now we're seeing even more companies and corporations saying, hey, this Zoom thing actually worked out pretty well for us. We saved some money.
Well, we do know that the retail eviction proceedings are rising amidst the pandemic. Not every state has got a moratorium on that, and that is something that's moving in certain states, but I don't really know where it's going to go. Now, from CoreLogic, they're saying that home prices have jumped right now at the fastest pace in 2 years. Is there any truth to that?
I think it's true because the inventory is super low, especially here in Tampa Bay. You know, Hillsborough, Pasco, Pinellas counties, they're anywhere from 1.9 to 2.6 months of supply of inventory. And a lot of times you hear, oh, is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? Well, anything less than six is a seller's market. If it's above 6 months of inventory, then it's a buyer's market. So when you look at, you know, and there's a balanced market in there too, but you don't hear people talking about a balanced market, between five and seven. But yeah, so home prices are increasing, especially in Tampa Bay because of a lack of inventory. That's the number one, you know, challenge that we have is we don't have enough homes and townhomes and condos for people to move into.
Yeah, and there are some more being built. Depends on where you're at. I mean, every time I go to Newport Richey and I get up on State Route 54 and I run it west, I mean, my God, houses and apartments just going up everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of development, a lot of building going on. You know, the thing that scares me, though, is that wages are somewhat stagnant. You know, there's not an appreciation in wages for workers. So, I feel like that could be a challenge. But as long as they keep them to where they're in striking distance for the norm, you know, in that median price range, then I think we'll be okay. But we don't want to run into a situation we had back in, you know, 06, 07, 08, you know, before the crashes. You know, a lot of people, fire workers, police, teachers, they couldn't afford to live close to where they wanted to be, especially like Sarasota and other cities like that.
Well, they're talking about, and again, we haven't seen it so much here in this state, but in other states, they are laying off police officers. They are talking about possibly laying off firefighters and maybe even some EMS people as well, because of the fact that they've got people in New York for openers that they're just leaving in droves. They're going away because they can't afford to stay there anymore. Prices are way too high.
Yeah, so they're losing their tax base is the challenge there. They're losing, you know, they're losing overall. They're not running their states in a manner in which it's going to help us thrive. And they, you know, their policies are just backwards. And that's what, you know, I believe there's going to be, you know, speaking of tsunamis, I think there's going to be a tsunami, of Republican votes pouring in, this time around.
So then you have de Blasio in New York yesterday talking about the fact that, well, because we are losing people, we are going to tax the higher end of people more, and we're going to take that money and use it to redistribute the wealth to the people at the lower end of the spectrum. And I heard that, and I went, yep, here we go, socialism on steroids.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at California, they even enacted, I'm not sure if it's passed or where it's at, but they're talking about a 10-year they're going to follow you for 10 years. Have you heard about that one?
Yep.
Collecting your,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy. I think that they, you know, they're becoming their own little, their own little.
They haven't passed that yet, but it's in the works.
Yeah. And the other thing out there is too, is the, 10 years for the, child predators, you know, the sexual predators. Oh no, as long as they're within 10 years, you know, it shouldn't be criminal or shouldn't be, you know, it's just backwards thinking out there. I can't believe it.
Now, the other thing is guns. I've been doing gun shows. I got another one I'll be doing this weekend. I am telling you, we had a huge turnout last week in Largo, a huge turnout. And a lot of guns being sold, a lot of ammunition being sold, a lot of knives being sold, a lot of other personal defense items being sold. Just unbelievable what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and it's all part of the national, you know, pandemic of the news media selling us on fear, and that's what they've been doing for the last 8 months. It's unfortunate.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Yeah, hey, 4 o'clock drive time, 860 The Answer, and we also live stream it as well. So we've got a lot of great content out there on YouTube and Apple, Amazon, and Roku. But I'm Brandon Rhymes. You can reach out if you have any questions, consumer related. 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550, and the website is consumerqb.com.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks, Captain. You too, buddy. Keep up the work, man.
Yep, that's Brandon Rhymes, everybody, the consumer quarterback, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at the beach and the boating forecast because we got a pretty good one for today. And you're going to want to hear about it. Maybe you'll want to hop on a Freedom Boat Club boat and go for a little ride. How's that? Or join the Freedom Boat Club. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Alrighty, let's get started. When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Now today, Wednesday, we'll have a few showers and thunderstorms pretty much in the afternoon. The winds will be light out of the east. In the afternoon, we'll have a bit of a sea breeze. We might have a light chop this afternoon, 1 to 2 foot. Right now, it's fairly calm. The Gulf water temperature is 88 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 86. We had our high tide at 3:38 a.m. Our low tide coming at 8:26 a.m. And it's going to be a pretty good day, partly sunny day, to be out on the water and enjoy boating. Now, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything, because you can load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, here's the deal. 232 locations await you across the country with the Freedom Boat Club. But if you join the Freedom Boat Club right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay, you get the advantage of the largest franchise, period. 29 locations, over 500 boats right here, Tampa Bay market. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, remember, all you got to do is call 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and ask them about becoming a member. Remember, reciprocity gives you a green light to go to any of their 232 locations. And oh, did I tell you, they got 3 locations in Canada, and just for good measure, 3 locations in France, and more coming? How about that? So that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay for the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay for the website. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, the tremendous violence in America migrated to a very unlikely setting recently, and that is the typically quiet city of Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now, I've been there several times, and it's a nice place. I mean, it really is. But according to the Kenosha Police Department, out of the 175 people who were arrested recently, 102 had a home address outside Kenosha, hailing from no less than 44 different cities. Now, what does that tell you? What does that mean? It means our big cities are being torn apart by what amounts to be professional rioters. These protesters are not merely upset. They're not merely decrying what they see as injustices. These are rioting class, genuine radicals being paid to do what they're doing. And believing, per the critical race theory, America is built upon a racial foundation. Remember, white supremacy. That represents the structure of this country, and so to cleanse America of it, American civilization's got to be torn down and rebuilt. So they say, not me, them. Now, we're not merely witnessing outrage today, we're witnessing a focused attack on the very fabric of America. And terrible ideas are going to have terrible consequences. This is going to come back, and already is, to bite them squarely in the butt. Just like the NBA. Way to go, LeBron James. Keep running your mouth and all you other pinheads in the NBA. Listen to this one, folks. The NBA and their playoff ratings on television and radio have crashed 23%. The lowest TV ratings in 5 years. And then LeBron James yesterday wears a vote or die shirt to practice. Now, I got that. I got the vote part, but die? By the way, cheating by mail? Anyone? How about this one? The ACLU is fighting to count all the mass mail ballots, all of the mass mail ballots. And here's the kicker. Even if the signatures don't match the voter rolls, which we can't have that. That is cheating. The signature doesn't match, the vote doesn't count. It's that simple. And that's the way it needs to stay. Now, have you been on the internet lately? Can you say election interference? Well, if you do a search about Black Lives Matter, you will find nothing negative. You won't find anything about riots. You won't find anything about burning down buildings. You won't find anything about any of that. It's all positive, which is rather strange with what we've got going on right now. Don't you think? Oh, by the way, Los Angeles County is terminating the lease of the property they have to John MacArthur's church for continuing services. That's the pastor who moved everything outside and then went back inside again. Oh, well. And in Chicago, the FBI is reporting gangs have formed a pack to shoot police officers who draw weapons on suspects. Boy, I hope not. Their job isn't tough enough, right, without having this. Now, did you hear that Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler's condo was attempted to have been set afire or set ablaze with other people in the building yesterday? Yep, actually happened. Great people, aren't they? By the way, in Green Bay police arrested an Antifa member who had a flamethrower. Wow. And Kamala Harris has cameoed on the Apple Music series Versus, pushing Michelle Obama's voting org. No surprises there, right? Hold on to your seats here, folks. California lawmakers are poised to pass a bill allowing men to pick their gender before they go into jail. Yep, you heard me right. You heard me right. Oh, boy, could it be any stranger? Could it be any stranger? Weirdness prevails all around. Now, got to tell everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. Don't forget to stop on by because all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they're a Hunter Douglas Steeler, too. And, of course, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. The number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And hopefully I might see one of those guys on Saturday when I go down to Sarasota to the gun show down there at Robarts Arena. Never know. By the way, I've been told that Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America is probably going to make a cameo appearance there. How about that? So there you go. All right, we've reached the end of another great night. We've had all kinds of topics and callers and new callers, too, and we appreciate everybody that's chimed in. We look forward to seeing you tonight on the radio. Tell your friends, and remember, the podcast is located at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go down the bottom, you'll see the link, or you can go to TheAnswerTampa.com. It'll be there. I'll be back tonight. God bless America.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.